I'd like you to, if you work in the nursery or desire to help out in the nursery, we have some things. We're trying to format things a little bit better, do better with what we do on our end. It'll just make everything run smoother. I really appreciate my sister just handling a lot with that and taking a lot of that. A couple changes that we have made. Toddler nursery, couples can work as a church. I would probably not go to a mission field where we did not support that missionary. Not because I have anything against other, but just, again, we support close to 50 missionaries. Why wouldn't we go see one that we support? So I began to pray, and I was just asking for direction. Again, not quite sure where to go and when and how it all worked, but I was in my office upstairs, and I was just praying, and that day on Facebook, Pastor Kevin Cable said, "Hey, if you're looking for a missions trip, go see the Barkowskis. It would be a great trip." And it was just that day. And so I sent him a message. I'm like, is your pastor just talking, or is this for real? And he's like, "No, we would love to have you." So we started talking about dates, and we started looking at options, and one thing after another. And I remember the first meeting, I asked him, I said, "How many people can we bring?" He said, "No more than 20. I said, "Okay, well, first meeting, how many do we have in that room?" A lot. There was a lot of interest. Close to 50 people were interested. But then you make money due, and a lot less people are in that room. So we narrowed it down, and the Lord put together a group of 12 people that, you know, you look at the group and go, "All right, this is great, we'll work with this." But then when you get there and you see all of the things that come together, and you just are like, "Wow, Lord, this was the perfect dealing with this." So I'd like to invite our, we're down one, I think. Is Matthew's in New Jersey? Yeah, he went to go see somebody, I don't know. He's got a love interest in New Jersey. All right, very good. So, we almost just left him in New Jersey because we were there for a while and he looked at options. Anyways, so, with that, can we invite our group up? Can we do that? Are you good with that? Brother Sutliff, are you going to be able to stand that long? How about you just stay there and then we'll go one by one and you guys can come up and give your testimonies. That way you're not standing up here for that long. Is that okay? All right, very good. So I asked our group to kind of share with you something that stood out to them. Maybe something that they saw or something that they experienced that they saw God do. And I think that's important to acknowledge the mighty hand of God in all of it. I have a list of things that I wrote down that I want to... if someone misses something or doesn't cover something or something... I'll certainly try and get to a lot of our things. But the Lord did not only a work as a group, but he did work in individuals. And it was neat to see. And we need to see it all together. So, first up, I told her I'd get, she was nervous because she's like, "We're all going to say the same thing." I said, "Well, then I'll make you go first." And she's like, "No, make me go second." I said, "No, it's first or nothing." And she's like, "Well, nothing." And no, stop. God, everyone's going to go. So they all know this. When we were in Trinidad, each of them had the opportunity to share their testimony. So praise the Lord for that. They did that, and that was a real blessing. So Miss Charity, why don't you come on up?
I got a lot of things out of the missions trip. A lot of things stood out, but some major things that worked in my heart was the crusade was a big thing. Just all the people that came, and I was able to work with the young lady, and she ended up getting saved at the end of the night, which was a blessing to me. And seeing everyone else who got saved was a blessing, and how I was able to participate in that. And the visitation